Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and the amazing AM 1710. Welcome to Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale with a special live edition this week from the studios of KYMM. Frank the Engineer is here, Nancy the Cat, and a talented acoustic rock quartet comprised of three high school teachers. They write all original material and play three-hour shows like the Grateful Dead used to do. It's Slack Tide Currents, and they are busy with gigs up and down the Coastside. And as a special treat, like I say, they're live in the studio today to perform for you. STC will actually be performing live at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, January 17th. Can't miss that show, and a lot of what you hear today is what you hear during their live shows. First, a reminder that generous support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. You like food? How about bangers and mash or burgers and fries, drinks, 19 beers on tap, 60 plus in bottles, and fun. Open mic night on Thursday and karaoke on Friday and Saturday nights. The band is in the house. STC, welcome.
Hey.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I'm so excited because we're going to have you play live in the studio today. Three songs broadcasting from KYMM. You met Frank the Engineer. He got you guys all set up.
Yep.
And Nancy the Cat, that's our mascot here.
Yeah.
All right, from your radio dial going left to right, I'm here on the left. Next to me is Dudley Hughes, guitars and vocal, and really great fret work on lead guitar. We'll talk about that in a second. Ashley Gray, the great Ashley Gray, who's with me just a little while ago on Coastside Carousel. And then Jane Woodman on percussion, guitar, and vocals, and Eric Sens, the quiet guy on bass.
That's me.
All right, let's talk about your musical influences, okay? I know every artist hates this question, but so, for example, Dudley Hughes.
Yep.
Tell me about your musical influences as a kid.
As a kid, it was really Backseat of the Car AM radio. And, you know, a lot of stuff that's played now I hear on KHMB, honestly, is what I heard growing up. And then I got older, and really my musical influence, like today, and it's not a cliche to say, it's really this band. And it was really Ashley and Eric starting maybe, I don't know, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, we all started playing. And I feel like we all learned in a sense together. So a lot of the influence is just the three of us. And then Jane joined us.
Seven-ish
years ago. Yeah.
Jane, how about you? What are your influences? You're a band. You're like a high school band director. You're the real deal, right?
I directed bands, locally for about 20 years. Growing up, though, Bonnie Raitt was a big influence. Melissa Etheridge, a lot of kind of raspy, empowered women, I think, kind of brought me up musically. But I also liked a lot of the dark harmony stuff, like Alice in Chains, big Soundgarden fan, and college got into all the dancey stuff. So it's a big mix. But I think, you know, looking back, it was really just strong, kind of gravelly female vocals that I gravitated towards.
And Eric, Mr. Quiet Bass Player?
Yes.
I mean, I kind of feel like Bill Wyman was a quiet bass player. Why are bass players so quiet for the most part?
We're so busy concentrating on what we're doing, because when we do make a mistake, everybody turns their head and, wow, that's you. Yes. No, my musical influences growing up basically is 50s rock and, you know, in the 70s. And then a lot of prog and punk reggae, and then a lot of pop, too. I really like Duran Duran and George Michael, and those bass players are something else. Sade, I think. I admire all good music and good musicians, and I'm really pleased that I've had the opportunity to grow up musically, as Dudley said, with Dudley and Ashley.
All right, we have a lot to talk about, and we have songs to play, and you've got your guitars. We've got some congos or bongos. What are they, Jane?
They're congos.
Congos, thank you. And we got a little cowbell out here, and so I want to start with the first song, and it's called Ain't Got Nothing. This is your song, Sir Dudley.
It is. It's kind of the hook of the song, I Ain't Got Nothing But Lovin'. It sounds like an old sort of hook, like it could be from a song from a long time ago, and I think I was thinking about it when I was hiking. I do a lot of hiking in the hills behind Moss Beach, Montana, and that sort of line came to me, and I just wrote it down and then came back to it, I think, weeks later, and just sort of turned it into a song.
Let's hear it now. This is Slack Tide Currents, STC as we like to say, live on KHMB with Ain't Got Nothing.
got nothing but loving. All my love's for you. Running from the other ones, ducking out and everyone just to get home to you. It's all I really want to do. I ain't got a job that pays a lot of money, but I got enough. 'Cause I got you. Ain't got nothing in the morning when that sun comes up. Dragging through a Monday, holding on to Sunday like the coffee in my cup. Daydreaming of you. I got the working blues. Ain't got a plan in getting out of this jam. So if you got a clue, I got you. There's beauty in the fall. Ooh, got our backs against the wall. Ooh, it's never what you thought. Ooh, it's all right to fall. I got you. Ain't got nothing but loving. All my love's for you. You think that it's enough, enough for what you want. And everything you need, stick with me. I'll show you how it can be. Nothing more than love we can't lose. I got you. There's beauty in the fall. Ooh, got our backs against the wall. Ooh, it's better than you thought. Ooh, it's all right to fall. I got you. Ain't got nothing but loving. All my love's for you.
Community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm Mike Dale. So glad to have STC in studio with me today.
STC will actually be performing live at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, January 17th. Can't miss that show, and a lot of what you hear today is what you hear during their live shows.
Everybody's here. We only had Ashley last time. Now we got Duds, Eric, Jane, and Ashley. And that was, like I said, Ain't Got Nothing. So when you go out and play, this is a brand new song, right?
Yes.
So do you lead off with this song? Does it go later in the set? Because remember, you have slackers that go to a lot of shows, right? They follow you around. Sort of like rock bands when they have new material. Do you just kind of like infuse a few of the new songs in over the set?
We have the great fortune. We have a lot of songs. And again, adding another list of things that we appreciate about Jane, she puts all of these sets together. And we've never played the same songs in the same order in any place. So you talk about people coming in and seeing us frequently. We try to make sure that everything is mixed up, so it's going to be a new experience every time we play. So a new tune, probably going to tuck it, you know, three or four deep in, just so we make sure that we're warmed up and we've got some groove going, so we can go into something new with as much confidence as possible.
Now, when you lead off a set, do you have a fan favorite that you lead off with? Jane, you want to answer that one?
It kind of depends on the gig. So it's rare that we start off super, super chargy, but who knows what could happen.
3 hour sets.
and the fans stay throughout the whole thing, right? Because you're giving away some of the posters that you that your artists have created. You've got your T-shirts. You've got all kinds of other stuff, right?
We're there for 3 hours, and
we have shot glasses.
Yeah, and we have shot glasses, and we're there. And if they stay for any length of time, we feel honored that they're there. Yeah.
All right, let's go into another song. I really like Pretty Money. Is this another new one, Ashley?
Relatively new, yes.
All right, tell me about that one.
Some songs are really difficult to write. Some kind of fall in your lap. This was the latter, and just found a good groove with it right away. Brought it into the band, and Jane put this just awesome syncopated drum beat to it. I think, you know, looking back, I think like the first time we played it as a band still stands up as one of the best times that we played it.
Let's check on Jane's paradiddle on this one, okay? This is called Pretty Money, Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
Inside when outside it's a fake. Pretty money, pretty money. What you doing? You can't do it no more. What you doing? You can't line up the score. Pretty money, pretty money, pretty money. Pretty money. How you feeling at the end of the day? Pretty money. How you feeling about the price to pay? Pretty money. How you feeling at the end of the day? Pretty money. How you feeling about the price to pay? Pretty money. How you feeling at the end of the day? One way inside when outside it's a fake. Pretty money, pretty money. How you feeling in your head and your heart? One way inside when outside it's a farce. Pretty money, pretty money. Pretty money, pretty money.
How you feeling at the end of the day?
Pretty money.
How you feeling about the price to pay?
Pretty money.
How you feeling at the end of the day?
Pretty money.
How you feeling about the price to pay?
Pretty money, pretty money, pretty money, pretty money, pretty money.
100.9 FM and the amazing AM 1710 is KHMB, and I love the band STC in studio today playing live for us. We're at broadcasting really from KYMM Studios. I'm Mike Dale. We got Eric, we have Jane, we have Duds, and we have Ashley. STC will actually be performing live at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, January 17th. Can't miss that show, and a lot of what you hear today is what you hear during their live shows. When you hear your songs back, after you play them, do you kind of wince, or do you get excited? What do you do when you write a new song? You're in the creative process. Do you kind of go, God, I could have done that one just a little better?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always a challenge to listen to yourself and to realize you could have done something a little bit, you know, better. But generally speaking, we've been playing together for quite a while, and as a result, we practice every week. We're pretty confident, and I think we do a fairly good job fairly quickly.
Pretty Money sounded good to me. Did you guys goof that one up?
Maybe.
I take one
we'll,
parrot. It'll
we'll
take
never
back.
Tell, Mike. We'll never tell. There's another one called "Crazy in Love," and this is Jane on lead vocals this time, right?
Yes. This song, I think, actually is a great representation of our collaborative efforts, because for the most part, who's singing lead on a song is who wrote the song. But this song, actually, Ashley wrote most of the lyrics, kind of thinking about classic things that are in country songs, and brought most of the lyrics and some chord progressions to the band. And I believe gave us a little homework assignment to, you know, work on it. And I think I was the only one who did the assignment. And we ended up trying it, you know, slightly a little bit different than what he had brought originally. But
way
using,
better.
But
yes.
Using his foundation. And it just locked.
Now, I didn't mention this yet. I think I mentioned it at the top of the show in the intro. But you guys are all high school teachers, and you're not doing your own homework?
Well, yeah, three of us are high school teachers, and Eric, we like to call him our life coach.
Yes.
The quiet bass player, giving transcendental meditation exercises to the band.
That
I like
exactly
it.
Exactly what it is.
A lot of deep breathing is required when you're around me.
All right, let's hear it right now. This is "Crazy in Love," Coastside Carousel with Slack Tide Currents on KHMB.
1, 2, 3.
Friday night in a small town, moonshine, windows down on my pickup truck. Gonna hit the town. Too late road and the stars and the moon and cowboy boots. Got nothing to lose, like those country songs on the radio. And what a night to be crazy. Crazy in love. Yeah, I'm crazy. Crazy in love. In my cab, in the beat-up truck, and next to me is all my love, thinking what to say when I see her face. Tailgate, parking lot, and one last chance is all I got to give my heart to the prettiest girl tonight. And hell yeah, I'm crazy, crazy in love. I'm crazy, crazy in love.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. It's Mike Dale on Coastside Carousel with the band STC. STC will actually be performing live at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, January 17th. Can't miss that show, and a lot of what you hear today is what you hear during their live shows. Ashley, we talked about it. You guys do a lot of gigs that give back to the community. Do you want to talk about your giving back kind of influence that you have?
Well, I think, you know, it's just kind of the band ethos of community, and it is about giving. We feel like we get a lot from the people that come and listen to us. Whatever kind of scene that we can create, positivity and community, we want to support it, whether it's Surf Rider Foundation, Sea Hugger, any of the real awesome groups that we have on the coast side here.
I really, really appreciate you coming down today. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Just really appreciate the opportunity, you two. You guys are total pros. This is an awesome space. I think our community is lucky to have this community radio and all of the advocacy you do for music and organizations around the Coastside. It's a special place, and partly so because you guys are a part of it. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. I have one request before we leave today.
What's that?
Can you guys do a little We Believe in Peace as an outro? Could you do that for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, for all of us, because we need a little peace in the world, don't you think?
Here. Yes. So yes. You got it. We can put that together. Here, let's do this.
Okay.
Peace for you and peace for me. Peace for all of humanity. We believe in peace. And we believe in peace.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.